Proclamation number 8540, dated the June 25th, 1963. The Lord looks after his servants. I am always willing to relieve you of your worldly cares if you want to work as my servants in my vineyard. You cannot do anything without me, hence my blessing has to rest on your work if it is to be successful, and since you, who are willing to serve me for love of me and your fellow human beings, only strive for spiritual successes, you can also always be assured of my blessing and my support. You will always be guided in a way I consider good and successful for your own soul as well as for the souls of your fellow human beings. And I will always direct your thoughts such that they shall move within my will, so that you will always act in accordance with my will. In other words, you can do what you want. It will always comply with my will, since due to your dedication to me you have taken refuge in me and shall always receive my protection. If you thus encounter worldly difficulties and think that you are no longer able to work for me and my kingdom, place your trust in me anyway, because nothing is impossible for me. There is nothing you cannot ask of me, for my might is unlimited and my love is boundless. My wisdom, however, knows all pros and cons and directs everything as it is beneficial. You don't realize how much I need people who only work for me and my kingdom. You don't know how extremely valuable your work is, which concerns the salvation of erring souls. Yet I shall not take any of my servants away from earth until he has completed the task I set to him, following his decision to work on earth for me and my kingdom. And when his missionary work on earth is done, he can calmly leave everything else to me. I will fill every gap, because I know his love for me and his fellow human beings is so strong enough that he can take his place. And everything will, in fact, come to you by itself, and you'll recognize my hand and my guidance and be very happy. Yet only rarely will I work in an unusual way, so that your freedom of will remains unimpeded. This is why your unconditional dedication to me is most important and the only thing I require of you, in order to also work in unusual ways and yet always within natural law, as not to subject you to compulsion. Where necessary, I will bring my own together to help each other and to work together for me and my kingdom. I only require your trust and my guidance, and you will distinctly experience it. Consider that you are still living as people amongst people, and that I cannot so openly testify to my pleasure in your spiritual endeavors that it would compel your fellow human beings to believe in miracles. Yet everything will happen quietly and approach you in accordance with my will, hence you need not worry, but just appeal to me every morning for strength and grace for the day ahead. And truly, you will receive abundantly, for I am a good caretaker who lovingly looks after all his servants and gives to them whatever they need for body and soul. But like a father, I also always try to draw my child closer to myself and thus keep providing you with evidence of my fatherly love, which will also let your love flare up brightly, and you'll join me ever more closely and feel protected in my fatherly embrace. Let everything approach you and do not worry, for I look after you and know what you need in order to serve me in accordance with my will. Amen.